Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, more than Monday. It is Columbus Day. Did he say Columbus Day? He did say Columbus Day. Let me wish everyone a very happy Columbus Day. You're allowed to still say that, right? No, not really. Well, tough. Wish you a very happy Columbus Day. Jeff, why do you hate Indians? What? Well, you must hate Native Americans. You're wishing people a happy Columbus Day. No, quite the contrary. You know how I celebrate when I actually know something? Look, there are a lot of blowhards on radio. You've got some of the blowhards who are sort of like the music disc jockey types. Hey, here's a song. I didn't write it. I didn't sing it, but you're going to love it. Okay, fantastic. Makes you feel good, right? It's always sunny and 72 degrees. A little bit like La Jolla, San Diego, California. Then you've got the blowhards in the talk radio arena. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Do you know anything about that? Blah, 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 blah. Not necessarily. Okay. So I always celebrate, I kid you not, when there's something in the news that I can talk about and not just give you the blah, 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 blah. Something I really know about. Like, as an example, Kamala Harris talks about her middle-class background. Well, I was raised in a middle-class household. No, you weren't. And I can say that because I actually know where she was raised in Montreal. I actually know what the West Island is like. It's very nice. And it's not what anybody describe as, quote, middle class. So I know that. Then we move into this whole Columbus Day. What is it? What's the other one? Indigenous Peoples Day? Okay. Now I know a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. I know a little bit about the Columbus Day thing. Because there's a part of my family, the Fantinis. You heard me? The Fantini part of the family. Italian. I grew up in Philadelphia, man. Huge Italian population. At the time I was growing up, we had different sections of the city. Right? South Philadelphia, primarily, overwhelmingly Italian. That's where you went on Columbus Day. Now, you could always go to South Philly and the food was incredible. But if you went to South Philadelphia on Columbus Day, it was like a party in the streets. It was fantastic. So make no mistake, any one of us who could went to South Philly for Columbus Day. We had a mayor when I was a kid in Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo. Actually, Francis Lazzaro Rizzo. Proud Italian-American. Distinguished career as a police officer. Once bragged that, after he was police commissioner, once bragged that the Philadelphia Police Commission, the Philadelphia Police Department, if necessary, could invade Cuba. Huh? That's a tough guy right there. We had a very vibrant Italian community. And because there was a small part of the family, the Fantinis, that was actually Italian, man, we got a little more buy-in, so it was cool. So I know a little something about that. Well, Jeff, you don't know anything about Native American culture or history. Wrong. Oh, so happy to say this. I have been fascinated with what today we call Native American history. There was a time we said, oh, well, we're talking about the Indians, right? And then it was the American Indians. Now it's Native American. Some places it's First Nations or First People. I don't care what you call it. I happen to know just a little bit. I have actually invested through the years time and money an effort to learn more about Native American culture. I have traveled extensively through Arizona, New Mexico in particular, visiting, going to independent nations, right? We talk about the Navajo Nation, Window Rock, Four Corners, right? I actually know a little something about this. So I get excited because I actually know a little something about this. You know what I can share with you? We can have both. We can absolutely, positively have both. We can continue with our celebrations of Columbus Day without in any way diminishing the contributions, the heritage, the heroism, the bravery, the courage of Native American peoples. You know, Jeff, Christopher Columbus came and just destroyed everything. He brought disease, and what else did Kamala Harris say he brought? You remember, what was that?
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today.
Hmm. Will these Native communities be unburdened by what has been in order to be what will be when we are, in fact, being what ABC, ABD? Again, word salad from this woman. God, she's just not. Well, here I go again. I don't want to say she's dumb. I really don't. Can I say she's not that bright? Because I think that covers it, right? I can say she's not that bright and still be like, well, he's kind of a nice guy, not really a bad guy. But I swear to you, she's just not that bright. Did you notice she doesn't even mention Christopher Columbus by name? Why is that? I mean, you would think, given that Kamala Harris loves every single person who breaks into the United States without documentation, why wouldn't she love Christopher Columbus, illegal immigrant? Shouldn't she like him? Now, do you think part of it is because Christopher Columbus also, according to so many accounts, was Jewish as well? Is that news to you? Because I'm seeing that story pop up today, and I'm thinking, you're telling me you didn't know this? Like Columbus didn't have enough problems, right? Oh, he's a Jew, too. Oh, my God. Well, I can remember since I was a tiny little kid hearing that Christopher Columbus was a Murano. Muranos were Jews who did not want to die that day. So what they did, the Jews, particularly in Spain, the Muranos, during the day said, we're Catholic. No, we're good. Totally okay. Jews, no, we didn't even see any Jews. Nope, we're all good. We're totally Catholic. Okay. And then they went home, and with the curtains drawn, they practiced their Jewish faith. That's what I have been told. That's what I have been taught since I was a little kid. But again, I'm Jewish. So today I'm seeing the stories come out. You know, they think Christopher Columbus may have been a Jew, which I guess for the left, this is one more reason to hate him. But I thought everybody knew. I did. I thought everybody knew this. You can acknowledge and celebrate both. You can acknowledge today that Christopher Columbus discovered the New World. You may be a little shocked when I tell you, I've always had a problem with anybody saying, oh, I discovered this thing that was already there. It's like me walking through the neighborhood, coming across a house that's double the size of mine. And there are some in this development, I think. Like, if I go out and I find a mansion, and I say, well, I discovered this mansion, so I'm moving in there. The people who live in there are not going to be all that happy. So I don't think you can discover something that's already there. However, you can discover for yourself that there were other people on this land. And despite the revisionist history, which says, well, Jeff, you know, all of those Native American people, they were just frolicking in the woods, living one with nature, all was right. Never a crossword was said. Well, that's not true either. Did Columbus and the other Europeans bring disease that was not known here? Yes. Did the Native Americans already have diseases that were not known to the Europeans? Yes. Did Christopher Columbus do terrible things while he was here? Well, there's certainly some stories that would, to put it mildly, make you rather uncomfortable. But lest you operate under the delusion that all of the Native American tribes were just having a great time getting along, smiling and singing songs, that's not what was going on. There were regular wars amongst the Indian nations, the Native American tribes, however we want to describe it. I don't care. Pick a word that works for you. But there were all sorts of wars all the time. And by the way, there were brutal things that happened within those cultures. I don't know that there's ever been a group of human beings that has not at some point been capable of demonstrating complete and total depravity or accomplishing greatness. So here's what I say to you. Today, happy Columbus Day. Let's pick a day, any day, that's not Columbus Day. And have a day where we celebrate and honor Native Americans. You can have both. It's one of the things that I find so discomforting about living in the year 2024. For some reason, it seems as if everything has become a zero-sum game. And it doesn't have to be that way. All right, we got a lot of great stuff we're going to do this afternoon. 4:35 this afternoon, my buddy Tony Brewster is going to be here. I joke, but I'm kind of telling you the truth. I don't know exactly what Tony does for a living. I know it involves playing golf, and every time I turn around, he's playing golf. Tony, a couple of years back, said, hey, Jeff, I got a couple of things that are really near and dear to my heart. I said, okay. I love the idea of helping kids who have cancer. Said, oh, absolutely. He says, you know, and I love what you do with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honors Program. I said, well, thank you, Tony. I mean, I had no idea where the conversation was going. And I thought, well, okay, very interesting. Now, you know, let's order lunch and start eating already. He says, I want to do something for both. I said, oh, okay. And the next thing I know, he's got a golf tournament going on where he's raising oodles of money for the ASK Foundation, helping kids with cancer, and the honorees of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. So Tony's going to be along at 4:35, talk a little bit about this year's upcoming golf tournament. Then 5:35, Brian Kilmeade's going to be here. I know the highlight of Kilmeade's week will be traveling to Hopewell Wednesday for Politics and Pints, and we'll hear just how excited he is. He'll be with us at 5:35. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day. I wish you a very, very, very happy Columbus Day. I don't know why Amazon has a sort of a push thing here from something they call Bronax. Jeff, you can get pillow slippers for women and men, house slides. I'm thinking, oh, they look kind of nice. They're big hunks of plastic or rubber or something, which do great on my delicate tootsies. I have very delicate feet, like a little bit like Fred Flintstone. So I'm thinking these would be great, but all the sizes are women's sizes. And they say they're available for men as well, but it's all women's sizes. Are they trying to say something, or am I just missing something? I mean, wasn't it, what's her name, Jennifer Garner? I guess she's a really important actress and a really good actress, and I know that because I asked Heidi, who's Jennifer Garner? And she said, oh, she's a really good actress, and you really like her stuff. Oh, okay.
But she says, you know, the best guys are the guys who are supporting Kamala Harris. And I don't know if those are, you know, actual guys. Or are they the ladies that want to be guys? Or are they the beta males who have lined up for Kamala Harris? Because you got a lot of beta dudes that are supporting Kamala Harris. You know why? Because their wives told them they were supporting Kamala Harris. I don't know. I wonder about this stuff sometimes. Who are the guys supporting Kamala Harris besides Tampon Tim Walz and Dougie? Besides those two, who are the guys supporting Kamala? I don't know. Jennifer Garner says that the sexiest guys are those guys supporting Kamala Harris. So we're going to listen to that. We got a lot of good stuff we're going to deal with as we head through the afternoon. Let me quickly remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, always available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Somebody forwarded me some angry voicemail from the Radio Factory. Said, there's nobody there, and I want to buy tickets for Politics and Pints. It's like, dude, we've been sold out for 2 weeks. Why would you send it to me, of all people? Why would I get that? Because I'm not answering. I don't have a company phone, and I'm not calling from my personal phone. So, yeah, we're sold out. Hopefully, we'll see you Wednesday night down there at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Brian Kilmeade's going to join us at 5:35. We'll talk a little bit about that. Oh, I'm going to hop on with John Reed tomorrow at 8:05 to talk about it as well. Make sure you're listening to John tomorrow starting at 6. It's 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. You know what else it is? It's Columbus Day. There you go. Happy Columbus Day. Anyone hearing an offended, and I feel like I could melt them like a tough. Happy Columbus Day. I'll say it again. Happy Columbus Day. And in case you misunderstood, just one more time. Happy Columbus Day. All right. Now, we can't actually celebrate Columbus Day so much here in Richmond because you remember what happened, right? The Columbus statue was torn down by, what's the technical term? Idiots. Yes, idiots would be the technical term for all the people doing their best to erase history that they simply do not like. Well, we don't like that, so we're going to pretend it didn't happen. Ooh, bad move. Bad move. Who was it? Somebody smart said, those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. Now, it wasn't me, but somebody smart said it. Those who don't know history are condemned to repeat it. You know, a surefire way to repeat bad history? It is to erase examples from history. Well, we want to make sure that human beings are never held as property by other human beings. Ooh, that's a great idea. I'm totally on board with that. I hate the very concept that a human being could be looked at as property, as chattel. We better make sure that that never happens again. Well, what do you mean again? Well, because it's happened multiple times. No, it hasn't. Yeah, it has. Jewish people held for how long? As slaves in Egypt? Oh, we don't know anything about that. Those Jews didn't get to the Middle East until after the Second World War. They were put there. You know what? No, the Jewish people have been there for, well, forever. No, you know, they were slaves in Egypt. No, they never. Egypt never had slaves, Jeff. Well, sure they did. No, it's not. Look, I don't see it here. Oh, that's wrong. Well, it says you, but look, it's not in the history books. Okay. Well, I'm still in agreement with you that I want to make sure that nobody is ever held as property by another human being again. Why do you keep saying again, Jeff? This has never happened. Well, what about here on the North American continent? A couple of hundred years, we had black human beings held by white human beings. And before that, we had Native American human beings being held as slaves by other Native American human beings. No, that never happened. Well, sure it did. It was in all the history books. Yeah, we didn't like that history. We didn't really feel good about it, so we just erased it. Well, what about the monuments, man? We had monuments that helped tell the story. Yeah, we didn't really like those either, so we tore them all down. So none of this happened, right? Yep. That's exactly right. That's a problem, don't you think? That's where we're headed. I personally have got a lot of problems with that. All right, let us get to a number of things. I'm going to remind you that 4:35, we're going to talk about one of the great golf tournaments coming up. Now, I know we're in that season, golf tournament season. Seriously, how do I know? Well, because I live here at Hanover Golf Club. And while I don't golf, I can see all of the tournaments that happen here. There are a lot of them. And just as a shameless plug for Hanover Golf Club, I got news for you. Our guys do tournaments for charitable groups better than just about anybody in Central Virginia. So if you are one of those groups having a golf tournament, check out Hanover Golf Club. Just don't stop in my yard. Ah, that's not even true. I got people stopping in the yard all the time and normally have a good chat. But Tony Brewster's going to be with us. And Tony puts on a golf tournament that's actually kind of near and dear to my heart for any number of reasons, purely selfish reasons. Tony has selected the Jeff Katz Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor as something worthy of support. Now, if you knew Jan McTernan, then you already knew that anything involving Jan McTernan was worthy of support. If you know her sons, Richard or Michael, you know that anything involving Clan McTernan is worthy of support. If you don't, well, then you need to pay attention, because on the final Friday of the month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And we have a whole bunch of nifty stuff in the little gift bag that I put together. And for the last year or 2 years, there have been $200 worth of gift cards in there as a result of Tony Brewster and this golf tournament that he put together. So that's why Tony's going to be with us at 4:35. 5:35, Brian Kilmeade is going to be here. Now, I know you were listening to his show earlier, which is great, but Brian is coming, I was going to say to town. Well, he's coming to Hopewell anyway. That's close to town. This Wednesday, we've got Politics and Pints. What is this, Jerm? Our eighth iteration, right? It's the eighth time we've done Politics and Pints. It's actually the third time we are going to be at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. And I will tell you, although I don't know it officially because, frankly, nobody tells me anything, but I will tell you my sense of it is it's going to be the last time we're going to be at the Beacon Theater for a while, simply because the whole goal of this when we first put it together was to take it throughout Central Virginia, all of the great communities, and we've been there three times in a row. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we're probably going to be somewhere else the next time. But it'll be great fun. Brian's going to be here, and he will be here at 5:35. We'll talk about some of the things he envisions will take place on Wednesday. Gary Hess, who is, as you know, just a rock-solid dude and a rock star as well, Gary sent me an email earlier today and said, hey, here's the tentative Politics and Pints topic list. Do you mind taking a look at them? And so I'm going to look at those right after the program concludes this evening. Well, all right, I know Gary listens. He's probably playing golf himself. I'm not gonna do it exactly at 6 o'clock. I have other things I'm going to do, Gary. At 6 o'clock exactly, I will be headed out to the great outdoors for Archidec Hour by myself. And then after that, I will be coming in and cooking dinner for Heidi and Julia. Actually, it'll be Julia and Heidi, because I'm going to feed Julia before I cook dinner for Heidi. They're a little under the weather. And so I've got the duty, as we used to say. You know, if you have any experience in the military or in law enforcement, I don't know if firefighters use the same language, because those guys are nuts. But they've also figured out how to get paid for sleeping. So that's something we in the law enforcement community, I got to tell you, we were always jealous of the firefighters. Because, you know, if we were going to nap during our shift, we had to find a place to hide. We had to lie about it. Those guys are like, yeah, we're firefighters. It's bedtime. But anyway, sometimes in the uniformed service, as you would say, I've got the duty. And that normally meant you had to do something that was not especially attractive or pleasant. So, with both Heidi and Julia on our sick list, our sick call, I've got the duty, which included giving Julia a shower this morning for all the wrong reasons. And then at the conclusion of this here little extravaganza, I will go and cook some dinners. But I just wanted to share that with you because I do have a tendency to share everything with you, frankly, whether you want to know or not. Remember, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. Social media. Now, sometimes people pay attention to this, sometimes they don't. But I just want to remind you, if you're not yet following me on X, Jeff Katz Show, Jeff Katz Show on X. I would really appreciate you giving me a follow over there. And on Facebook, I used to tell you, oh, go to the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook and like it. And I think they took away the like option, and now it's called follow. Either way, you will go there, and I would ask a favor. Go to the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook, the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook, and follow it. All right? It's really that simple, and I do try and post interesting stuff. I did post something today. I mentioned on Friday, I said I have something very big, a huge announcement I'm going to make on Monday. My social media folks know about it already. I will share it with you in just a couple of moments. It is 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day, and I wish you a very happy Columbus Day. I told you I had a big announcement to make today, and I couldn't say anything about it, and now I can share it with you. I am now quite honored to be a member of the Virginia Board for People with Disabilities. I know sometimes people work in political campaigns because they're looking for a job, right? Well, I'm going to do this, and someday I'm going to get a job. I'm going to do... Okay, that's great. I believe in the mission of certain organizations, certain entities. I happen to know, to my very core, what a decent, honorable guy Glenn Youngkin is, who, as you know, happens to be our governor. As you may or may not know, I really care a lot about people who are disabled.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I always? No. No, I didn't. Julia, severely disabled. And I have now seen from every side of the equation what it is like to have a family member who is severely disabled. Years ago, growing up, my Aunt Ethel had what at the time was described as, quote, mental retardation. Now, we don't use the term anymore. We would talk about the developmental disability, but that's what it was called in the 1970s. And, you know, you can't change that. But I can remember the difficulties that my Aunt Ethel had. And my Aunt Ethel, just so you know, was far higher functioning in her life than Julia is ever going to be in hers. So I get it. I've seen it up close and personal. And I am just, I am blown away by the confidence and the honor that Governor Youngkin has shown to me and that I very happily receive with this appointment to Virginia's Board for People with Disabilities. And I couldn't say anything today. There was this whole thing where you get sworn in, and it is humbling. And to sound like a little kid, it's really cool. God, it's really cool. Like, I love the fact I can walk into the Patrick Henry building and talk to people and see people I know and stuff like that. But to have the Secretary of the Commonwealth actually say, well, here's the time you need to be here, and we will be in the cabinet room, and we will swear you in. It's like, really? Yeah, that's the way it works, and here's the time frame. You know, like, don't be late. And, of course, the day that I'm going down there, the day that I am going down there, there's an accident on 95. And I'm looking at my GPS go from green. I was going to be there 15 minutes ahead of time, and it's just ticking away at those minutes, man, just eating them up. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be late. How can you be late for the Secretary of the Commonwealth? Now, thank goodness it all got straightened out and I got there. But that is the announcement. I do have some photos that I posted. They are really, really cool, which sounds pathetic, I know. But I'm just telling you, I'm looking at them going, man, those are really, really cool. It is humbling as well. But I am very, very proud of that. Very few things that I am all that proud of. I am proud of my children. I am proud of my wife. I am proud of different organizations, charitable organizations I have been part of. And on a selfish basis, I am actually very proud of this. So thank you very much to Governor Youngkin. Thank you to everybody who was involved with that. And my fervent prayer is that I will do everyone proud, that you will be proud of my service. I was appointed to a seat, so that you know, which is reserved for someone who is an advocate for disabled people in our community. That is my passion. That is my true love. Yes, broadcasting is very cool, but it's not a forever thing. And the passion for the disabled, that is a forever thing. Make no mistake about it. So thank you again to Governor Youngkin and Secretary G and everybody else who was part of this. All right, as we head into the 4 o'clock hour, we are going to remember Mongo. If you don't know the story of Mongo, that's okay. Stick around. I will share it with you. And, well, you will understand what honor and courage and bravery and dignity are all about. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day. And I want to wish you a very, very happy Columbus Day. You're free to enjoy that or not enjoy, and I'll leave that up to you. Your mileage may vary, but I don't see any reason why we would not celebrate Columbus Day. For the record, I think we also ought to have celebration of and acknowledgement of the contributions, the heroism, the bravery, the courage of Native Americans as well. Should be a separate day, I think, separate holiday. But anyway, there you have it. I understand if you are a member of the Ivo Otieno family, you're very, very upset. I would tell you this, with the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund taking up the issue of one of those deputies, not both, but one of those deputies, they're helping him out. I think you can call for as many federal investigations as you'd like, and I'm not in any way averse to that. But it would appear as if it is not the murder trial that the charge of murder being appropriate that the Dinwiddie CA filed, and it's just the case. Anyway, we'll talk more about that as we head through the afternoon. I mentioned Mongo, Thomas Francis McMahon, otherwise known as Mongo, member of the Richmond Police Department, who lost his life, was murdered, shot and killed, while he was protecting and defending the residents of the city of Richmond. Now, it's an interesting story, and I will tell you, it predates me by quite a while. I am, at this point, on the talk radio personality side, I'm the longest-serving on-air guy. Now, Gary Hess is in an interesting situation, because he's not a talk show host, and he's certainly not a disc jockey, so he's not in that line. Now, Gary, of course, has been here forever. I think actually Gary started at WRVA before there were microphones. So, I mean, it's a long time. But as far as on-air personalities, whether you like it or not, I am now the senior guy and the longest-serving afternoon host personality for WRVA. Do you remember back in the good old days or the bad old days, depending on where you were heading in your own personal view of the world? Well, you know, I like this. WRVA has an afternoon guy. It seems like every year they change him. Okay. And then Jeff came along. He's not going to be here. In fact, I always like to mention this for the record. Jerm, make a note of this, would you? There was actually one of our salespeople who said to me and to others, he's not going to stay. She did. She said that. She said that on a number of occasions. And, I mean, we joke. It's not like it's anything that's nefarious or untoward. We do joke about it, but she did. Oh, you're not going to stay. Okay. Well, that was 12 years ago. I have stayed. Now, whether that's good or not, I don't know. You're going to have to judge that on your own. But I say that because the situation with Mongo predates me. Thomas Francis McMahon, Mongo, member of the Richmond Police Department, killed in the line of duty October the 14th, 1998. And I just want to share the story with you. Now, the story I have comes from the Officer Down Memorial page. And I know, obviously, we got all sorts of folks who are kind enough to listen to this program, who served with Mongo, worked with Mongo, whether you were RPD or another agency. I hear people talking about Mongo all the time. I really do. I really do. Friends of mine who are, in most cases now, they are retired, but they knew Mongo and they worked with him, and everybody said what an amazing human being he was. Thoroughly nice guy, funny guy, tough guy. I mean, you wouldn't want to mess with him. He was, in every sense of the word, a cop's cop. But I want to share the story with you, because if we don't share these stories, then they do get relegated to the history books. And there will come a point, even though there are still, as we speak, plenty of men and women who worked with Mongo, there's going to come a point where there's not going to be anybody who worked with Mongo, right? And so no firsthand knowledge. The institutional knowledge, you know, institutional knowledge is a very important thing in any organization, be it a police department, a radio station, a delicatessen. You got to have institutional knowledge. There's not going to be anybody left at RPD who worked with Mongo in another decade. It's not going to be anybody who retired who worked with Mongo that's going to be able to offer it. So, anyway, the story is this. There was an officer from Henrico attempted to stop a suspect on I-95. The reports were that the driver of this car was driving erratically. Well, the suspect then led the Henrico police officer on a slow-speed chase through a shopping center, firing several shots at the officer. Richmond police joined the chase. They were able to eventually stop the truck, 26th and S Sierra Streets. The suspect then opened fire from inside his truck. He struck Officer McMahon, Mongo McMahon, in the upper body, abdomen, and arm. Now, you should know, even though it was 1998, Mongo was wearing a vest, Kevlar vest. The fatal shot struck him in the femoral artery, and he bled out. Mongo had not even gotten out of his car. He had not even gotten out of his patrol car before this Delta Bravo, this drone, opened fire and murdered him right there. The suspect then held number of other police officers at bay for several hours before they opened fire. After he had opened fire. And thank God they were able to take him out of the game. Mongo was a veteran in the U.S. Army. He was an MP. He had served with the Richmond Police Department for 20 years. And you think about it, 20 years sounds like a long time. You know, he was 46 years old when he was murdered? 46 years old. How many of us are looking at 46 in the rearview mirror right about now? 46, not all that old. I know for some of us, you know, if you're in your 20s, you go, 46? Oh, he had a long, happy life. Everything, you know, I mean, terrible, he died and all. I got news for you. 46 is not that old. He was survived by his parents as well as his fiance. So I wanted to share the story with you. I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page, The Jeff Katz Show, so you can see it. Share it with somebody, would you please? Seriously, share it. And especially those of you who served with Mongo, men and women who served with Mongo, feel free to fill in any details that the Officer Down Memorial page doesn't have. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, if you would like to send me a text, you can do that on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. So if you, in fact, either worked with Mongo on the RPD, or you were with another agency, whether it was the state police or Henrico or Chesterfield, whatever it was, and you interacted with Mongo, because let me tell you something, you have a situation where there's shots fired at a police officer. In this case, you have a police officer being gunned down, killed in the line of duty. All of a sudden, you're looking around, there's lots of flashing lights and there are lots of decals on the car that you don't recognize. So there are lots of people who interacted with him. But please feel free to share that with me on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tony Brewster is going to be along in about 20 minutes, and part of the reason that we do the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor is because of the sacrifices made by men like Mongo. There are great human beings every single day who suit up and get on the field. And God bless them. I can't do that anymore. If I could, I would. People are always shocked by it. Really? I would. I wouldn't even think about it. If there were a law enforcement agency desperate enough to hire an old guy who is permanently partially disabled, I would go in a second, but that's not happening. So I think the best I can do is to share the stories of some real heroes. Some real heroes. And, well, anyway, I'm hoping that that was something I was able to do. All right, quick reminder to you. So Tony Brewster will be here at 4:35, 5:35. We got Brian Kilmeade who's popping in. You know, he's coming to Hopewell. It's going to be... Well, I don't know this officially. I'm just speaking because I know one or two things every once in a while. I think it's going to be our last event at the Beacon Theater for a while anyway, because we want to take the road show on the road. We got to go to some other parts of Central Virginia. And if you've got the tickets, make sure you're there early. If you're complaining about not getting tickets, I don't want to be the guy who wags at you and says, I told you so, but I am wagging my finger and I'm telling you, I told you so. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Very happy Columbus Day. 434 checks in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, my neighbor was retired Special Forces. He was a detective in Richmond. He was there when all this happened with Mongo. He spoke so highly of Mongo. I heard the story nearly 20 years ago. Wow. Hey, Jeff, thank you for coming and staying. This is Tim in Henrico. That's awfully kind. Jeff, thank you for coming and staying. I'm glad Jimmy looked for a solid person with a family that would grow roots here in Richmond. I remember Michael Graham, Mac Watson, Leon. I don't know who Leon was. I must have missed that. And Doc. Yeah. Doc Thompson. Leland. Leland Conway. Yes. Very, very talented guy. Doc Watson. That's from Tim in Henrico. 757 says, Jeff, I started listening to talk shows in WRBA when Mac Watson was on, and then there was Leland Conway, there was Doc Thompson, and then you. Notice that 757 doesn't say if he liked that or not. But no. Oh, and you know what's interesting? This is one of those urban legends. So let me correct this. Tim in Henrico says, I'm glad Jimmy looked for a solid person. I guess he's talking about Jimmy Barron. You should know, even though the official story might be out there, that Jimmy had exactly zero to do with me being hired at WRVA. No, I'm not kidding you. Jimmy had nothing to do with it. and it's just fine. I mean, he's a nice guy. I'm not dinging him in any way, but he had nothing to do with hiring me. That was somebody with whom I am still friends. Not that, you know, getting hired here was a bad thing. I'm just saying, I'm still friends with him. I've been friends with him for, I don't know, 25 years. The guy's name is Ken Charles. Ken is the most brilliant human being in the world of talk radio. Simple as that. Nobody holds a candle to Ken. And Ken, many years ago, heard me in Miami and said, I got to hire him. And he did. And because of that, I've had a couple of really cool things. Now, you know, I was in Boston. That's where Ken hired me. Let me phrase that. He hired me in Miami, did not really want me competing against his station in Miami, and so hired me and took me away and took me up to Boston. Well, Heidi's from Boston, you know, so it was a pretty easy sort of a transition. But we're doing great things at that station in Boston, and then the corporate bean counter said, that's a lot of money. You know, we're on the ground going, hey, isn't this what you asked us to do? Yep. Look at this and look at this. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll put a drive-through window in there. I mean, really, that's kind of what radio is. It's just goofy. And so, long story short, Ken was the one who hired me. And then after they took that all away up in Boston, they said, hey, have you ever been to Richmond? And I said, no. I've been through Richmond, but I'd never actually had Richmond as a destination. I knew the cigarette-looking building on the side of 95, right? Anyway, so that's a story on that. Don checks in. Don is out in Chesapeake. He says, Jeff, you were just talking about being 46 years old. Well, this next spring, I will have been out of high school 45 years. Wow. All right, Donald, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you are old. And I say that as you know, an old guy. But can I tell you, Tony Brewster's going to be here just a couple of moments. And we will, in fact, be talking about the golf tournament he's putting on. And God bless him. Thank him. He raises money for two great causes. One being the Ask Children's Foundation, and the other one, the recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. So that is very, very cool. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 430.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Happy Columbus Day to one and to all. 804 sends a text here that I need to share before we chat with Tony and Kelsey. 804 says, Jeff, I didn't know Officer McMahon, but I worked at Hollywood Cemetery and still do, where he is laid to rest. And I remember his service to this day. All 140 acres were taken up by officers paying respect from states up and down the East Coast. It's amazing. I will tell you, I hate inspectors' funerals. That's what we call them in Philadelphia. Dress funeral in other places, whatever it is. When a police officer is killed in the line of duty, it's just tough. It really is. And I've been to far too many throughout the years. My sincere hope, my fervent prayer is I don't have to go to another one. I don't know. We'll see how that works out, I suppose. But as much as I love the bagpipes, and I do, and as much as I like pipes and drums, and I do, and the song, Amazing Grace, I love it. But I've learned to hate it throughout the years because it's played at every single inspector's funeral. And it makes every single one of us cry. And it's an amazing sight to see. You're lined up. There could be 100, could be 1,000, could be 5,000 of the biggest, toughest guys and gals you're ever going to meet in full Class A uniforms. And that freaking song hits. And every one of us just, you know, trying to just, yeah, I got allergies or something, just kicking it. Weird time for him to kick in and all. It's just, it's amazing. I know Mike McCann is amazing, you know, first sergeant over at BSP, who's a bagpipe player. He's a piper. And he's part of the Metro Richmond Police Emerald Society. And they do a great job. And Parrish Floyd is one of their drummers. I mean, they're just such great, solid dudes. But, you know, as much as you love what they do and you respect what they do and why they do it, then they play the song. It's like, oh. Anyway, I digress. One of the things we try and do with Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor, the end of every month, is honor a good, solid, decent law enforcement officer. And you would be amazed at how many great folks there are still on the job in the year 2024. I will tell you, we're coming up on, I think it's the ninth year. I got to check the dates. That's numbers, and I don't do numbers, but I think it's the ninth year. And when I first started it, I couldn't get chiefs of police or sheriffs to return a phone call or an email. They're like, well, what's the story? What are you really trying to do? Now, I'm so happy to say we have more nominations than we have room for. And one of the things that each and every one of these honorees get is a gift bag. And in that gift bag, for at least the last year, we went up to $200. I think it was $100 before that. Tony Brewster just really appreciates what the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor does, and he's now holding a golf tournament every year. But it's not just our Blue Friday honorees. It's kids with the Ask Foundation. So, long story short, Tony is here, and he's brought somebody with him. We're going to talk about the upcoming golf tournament. Tony, welcome, my friend.
Hey, good to be here, Jeff. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, and I know that Kelsey is here. Kelsey, would you mind pronouncing your last name for all of us?
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, my last name is Kelsey Olszewski.
No, I'm sorry, Kelsey. That is incorrect, but it was a good try. And we have some lovely parting gifts, maybe a gift card or two from Tony. No, Kelsey is here on behalf of those kids who are helped out by Tony. Tony, let me start with you briefly. Give us the lay of the land on this golf tournament, why you're doing it, and then I got to hear from Kelsey. In fact, everybody's got to hear from Kelsey. So, Tony, give us the setup here, will you?
Absolutely, buddy. So this is our seventh year, which I can't believe, seventh annual Charity Golf Classic. It's October 25th, 11 o'clock shotgun start. We have 144 golfers having some really great, amazing fun, but more importantly, raising some badly needed funds for two amazing causes, Ask Childhood Cancer Foundation and Jeff Katz's Blue Friday, an organization you might be familiar with.
I am slightly familiar with it, and you do remember how disappointed I was the first time I came out and I realized there were no actual shotguns involved in a shotgun start of a golf tournament.
Well, the next time you sing the national anthem for us, we'll make sure and have a shotgun, you know, present and ready, locked and loaded.
Yeah, we want all 144 participants to have a good time, so that simply will not happen. Kelsey, tell us a little bit about what you do and the Ask Childhood Cancer Foundation, because it's just amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the Associate Director of Development here at Ask, and Ask stands for Assistance, Support, and Kindness. So really, we have a vision of every, across Virginia, where every child with cancer and their family has support that they need to get through cancer diagnosis, and that kind of all leads into our mission, which is to make life better for kids with cancer and their families across Virginia. We kind of do this in three different ways. The first is education assistance. The second is family support, so like financial aid. And then the third is giving opportunities for community and connection where kids can just come and be kids, not let a cancer diagnosis kind of differentiate them from their peers.
I'll tell you something, Kelsey. Number one, I can't think of a more vital organization, and I cannot think of a less pleasant situation that leads to involvement with Ask. I don't know how you and the team over there are able to keep it together, but you keep it together and you do such great things, thanks to Tony and some other folks, to help those kids. My God, it's got to be just a moment's notice between maybe a tear and maybe a smile.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I think all of us here at ASK, we lean on our families as much as they lean on us to see how resilient the children can be. And I mean, across Virginia, 6 to 7 kids each week are diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis. So that means over 540 kids are in active treatment. So it's a bunch of stories that we are so honored to be able to share with our community.
Well, it is a marvelous, marvelous mission. And I'm curious to know, when you interact with these families and say, look, you've just gotten the absolute worst news that any mom or dad is ever going to think about getting, but we're here. Do they even fully appreciate it that first day, or is it, you know, like a little bit in the process before they go, man, that Kelsey and that whole crew, they're good people?
I think it varies, honestly, from family to family. Some families, when they get that diagnosis, there's a little bit of that shock, that denial, that anger. And then I think there are other families who they just go and they are very willing to accept everything that the community is willing to give them. So it's just definitely a case-by-case basis. But at the end, all the families are grateful for the support that we've been able to give them, because we let families just focus on their child at that time. We try so hard to take the stress away from the families, whether they're paying for their mortgage, their utility bill, buying grocery gift cards, gas gift cards. We are able to customize that support to whatever that family needs at the time.
Wow. Do me a favor, because I've got to ask Tony one more follow-up question, but give everybody the website for your organization, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So the website for ASK is askccf.org.
You're going to have to spell that again. Ask...
CCF.org.
Okay, askccs.org. Excellent. I'm going to share that on all of my social media. Tony, I got to ask you, man, because I joke about this, and people think I'm joking, but again, I think I'm serious. I have no idea what you do for a living, except play golf, because every time I encounter you, you got those spiked shoes on. Even in my house with the new floors, you got the spiked shoes on. But somehow, some way, what was it that motivated you to say, you know, these are a couple of really great causes, I just want to help?
A buddy of mine was diagnosed with prostate cancer. We had an outing just to support him, and a year later, after he beat it, we decided, hey, let's celebrate. And we had about, I think it was about 48 guys that we rounded up and said, hey, if we got this many idiots together, we better raise some money for some good. And we stumbled on to ASK and Blue Friday. So I was just going back through my records. And if we hit our goal this year, since we've been doing this in our seventh year, will exceed $100,000 given away.
Wow. It's incredible.
I was blown away when I recapped that. Wow. And this year we're hoping to raise more. We've got an online auction this year with, you know, literally trips around the world, you know, autographed sports memorabilia, like a signed glove by Mike Tyson, all kinds of stuff. We've got a website for that. And before I forget, I want to thank our key sponsors, because I've made a commitment to never outprice this tournament so that, you know, the people that got us where we are today can't afford it. So Dan with Atlantic Constructors has been huge. Shane with Workspace 101. Nate with Chewy's Tex-Mex. Chris with Wawa. Josh with X-Golf. And Eddie with the Eddie Owens Enterprises organization.
Wow. All right. All great people. Now, I'll tell you what I need you to do, Tony. You send me an email with all of their websites, along with Kelsey's website for the ASK. Get it to me so I can put it up on all of my social media. And is it too late for me to donate some sort of Jeff Katz thing that somebody might be, you talked about idiots, there might be somebody there dumb enough or crazy enough or you know, imbibed enough to bid on something I donated?
It's never, ever too late to give, that's for sure. And if you're not playing golf, you can participate in the auction.
Okay.
Go to Jeff's social media.
Yep.
And go to yourcharityauction.com/askchildhoodcancer, and you can start bidding right away. That auction is going to run from today until the end of the tournament on October 25th.
Okay, I will get, number one, you get me all that stuff, I'll get it up. Number two, I will let you know what I got available to donate. I'll send you the pictures, and here's to another fantastic golf outing. I love this, Tony, and I'm sure Kelsey feels the same way. I just appreciate the fact that you are willing to do this. I really do. It's just one of those things that was unasked. It's unexpected, and that's what makes it that much more valuable when you and 144 guys and gals go out there and say, yeah, we want to be part of this. That's just, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jeff. We sure appreciate it. And one of the auction items will be date night at Casa del Cats. That'll be a big ticket item.
Now you're laughing. All right, no, I'm going to see if I can noodle that around and come up with something close to that. Good thinking there, Brewster. I like it. That is Tony Brewster, who is truly a Central Virginia gem. That is Kelsey Olszewski, who has a lovely name, but a much more important mission with the Ask Children's Cancer Foundation, and they're good, solid people. Thanks for being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Man, politics and pints could very well be better this time than ever, because Howard Gutman is already complaining.
Nah, I don't like the questions. The questions are so mean.
Well, listen. You are a swamp dweller, Howard. Now, I love you and you're a mensch and all, but you're still a swamp dweller. And you've thrown your entire lot in with the people that stabbed your old buddy in the back. That wasn't me. I always told you Joe Biden was dirty. Ah, now, remember, do you remember the last Politics and Pints? Anybody, by a show of hands, who was at the Beacon Theater the last time, you remember Howard's defense of Joe Biden last time? Well, you know, he's always been an idiot. Oh, man, like, friends like that, right? But that's what Howard said last time. Now he's all upset because Gary Hess, God bless him, what a good guy, He's actually putting together the questions and the topics we're going to address, and Howard is already complaining. So here's what I can tell you. Given that Howard is already complaining, it's going to be a very good evening. We'll talk about it with Brian Kilmeade in just a moment. 457, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day. I wish you a very, very happy Columbus Day. Wednesday, going to be Politics and Pints down at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Yes, it's sold out. It's been sold out. Well, I'm wagging my finger at you now because I've told you this repeatedly. You got to buy the tickets early when they go on sale. And then everybody gets upset. Well, it's sold out. I know. I told you. So anyway, yes, it's sold out. Now, that being said, the good thing or the bad thing, depending on where you happen to be. Like, if you're in Hopewell or Prince George, this isn't going to be the best piece of news. But if you're not in Hopewell or Prince George, it's going to be a good piece of news. I would think we're going to be somewhere else the next time. We've been at the Beacon Theater three times in a row now. And the whole goal of this, at least stated initially, was that we're moving it around Central Virginia. So I would have to think, since we've done the city, we've done Henrico, we did Ashland, we've done Hopewell, Prince George now, the Tri-Cities three times. I don't know. Personally, I am pulling for Chesterfield. I really believe that Midlothian ought to be the place that we do the next one. We'll see. Gutman is already crying, whining, moaning. Why? Well, because he's a whiner and a crier and a moaner. What are you going to do? Gary Hess is doing yeoman's work, trying to put together topics. And, of course, Gutman is complaining. And now he's got backup. It's going to be interesting. That's all I got to say. Seriously, that's all I have to say. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And if you're there, well, you'll see that it's interesting. And if you're not, one of your friends is going to tell you, boy, that was kind of interesting. And you'll have to ask, did Gutman weep like a small child? The answer is probably yes. I mean, I can't guarantee that he will, but he probably will. Bill Clinton, by the way, is blaming Kamala Harris for the death of Lake and Riley. Well, not exactly in that language, but it's really what he's saying. Bill Clinton is now out campaigning for the Kamala Harris tampon Tim Walz ticket, which is really interesting. First of all, half the people have no idea who Bill Clinton is. They really don't. He looks so bad. Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't wish ill health on anyone, for the most part. But he looks bad. And I know what you're thinking, Jeff. He's lived with Hillary Clinton for 50 years. Yeah, somewhere in that area. I get it. That'll definitely put anything other than a smile in your face. I know, but like, he doesn't look healthy. There's this one video circulating. I don't know if I put it up on social media stuff today or not. If not, I'll try and get it up. If not, you can find it yourself. But it's at some fast food joints. Some fast food joint, and Bill Clinton goes in there, and the woman behind the counter is so excited. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Thank you for coming in. I'm so excited to meet you. And she comes out from behind the counter and takes a picture and hugs him. She thought it was Joe Biden. And I don't know who had the duty to break it to her that, oh, no, that's Bill Clinton. Who? Bill Clinton. Remember, I did not have sex with that woman, that Bill Clinton. Oh, could you get me the hand sanitizer? No, seriously, because he, you know, he hugged me, and I kind of like to wash the ickies off, if at all possible. But Bill Clinton said, and I'm going to quote here, because I don't want to mess up anything that Bill Clinton said, because who knows how long he's going to be saying stuff, right? Once the campaign's over, as I assume he goes back into hiding under some rock somewhere. You got a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about it, a young woman who had been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. That's what Bill Clinton said. You do know who's responsible for the non-vetted immigrants in the nation, right? That's Kamala Harris. Just for the record, I thought you should know that. She and Joe Biden, who apparently looks a little bit like Bill Clinton on his worst day, said, let them all in. Tear down the wall. Maybe Joe Biden thought he was just sort of channeling his inner Ronald Reagan. Tear down that wall. President Biden? Yeah. That's keeping the illegal aliens out. Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. Let's share some sound, shall we? I got a lot of stuff you've got to listen to. And I am, it is one of those days. You know how you have those days that are one of those days? Where you're reminded why, I don't like that. Or, I really don't like that. I'm having one of those days right about now. I think it was the Gutman email. I really do. I really do. I was having a great day up until then. Except both Heidi and Julia are under the weather. And so in addition to my normal demanding work schedule, such as it is, I am also playing sort of nurse to both Heidi and to Julia, just trying to keep them safe and happy and healthy and fed and watered and juiced and, well, I don't know, whatever it is I'm supposed to do. And I do think back to my mom. I think I've told this story. I've mentioned it to you. My mom was a career med-surg nurse, 40-plus years. My mom was helping people get better. I was trained as an EMT. I never really worked as an EMT, but I was trained as an EMT. And all that time, my mom said, hey, keep going. Go get your nursing degree. You'll never go hungry. You'll never have to worry about any. You're going to work when you want. No. I got this. You know, I'm going to do this. And, you know, then hindsight, of course, is 20/20, right? And you look in the rear view mirror and go, yeah, I definitely should have gotten that nursing degree. No doubt about it. But anyway, so I'm kind of playing nurse to Julia and to Heidi. And Joe, well, I guess now it's always Joe and Emily. I'm just trying to keep them healthy and keep them out of the line of fire of Julia and Heidi, who are just spewing all sorts of germs around the place. So it ain't easy is what I'm saying. So then I'm getting through it, having a pretty good, and then I read the Gutman wine-a-thon. Well, why are you asking this question? Why don't you, you know, then like I said, he's got backup. Gary, why don't you ask about all the things that are wrong with conservatives? I was like, oh, God, give me a break already. It's craziness. All right, having said all of that, today is Columbus Day. It is not Indigenous Peoples Day. Cut number two.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past, and we must shed light on it and do everything we can to address the impact of the past on Native communities today.
Is she still talking, Germ? Because I can never tell when she stops. I mean, it's just this, it's this drone, you know? What is it, like a 5 kilohertz tone? Like you're having trouble starting your car. She says nothing. She says absolutely, positively nothing, but she takes a long time to say it. Are you telling me now, madam, not ready for primetime vice president, that the Native American people, the tribes, the nations, the groups, the collectives, the families, the people, because that's what we're talking about, right? All these people, were they all just living peacefully, side by side, communing with nature all the time, holding hands, singing whatever the early version of Kumbaya was? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because if you...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are, I say this with all due respect, you're full of crap. The Native American tribes, nations, the people, right? Because they always talk about people. People of the river, right? Mattapani. Fine. I mean, I've spent time, again, with the Mattapani. I'm honored by that. But these were not all simply peaceful organizations, peaceful groups. We've now rewritten this. Now, at first, the history was, well, you know, the white people came over from Europe and they took all these savages who lived here and they civilized them. Well, that was wrong. Now we have, oh, those evil people came over from Europe and they introduced violence to the peace-loving people. Well, that's also wrong. Here's what I can tell you. Ever since somebody had a bite of a flippin' apple, we've had problems. Right? Because we've all been, it's been a fallen world since then, my friends. And that means within every society, there's always been the potential for depraved indifference on the part of one human being towards another human being. That's the fact. Now, if we could go back and get that lady not to pick that apple from the tree of, you know, whatever it was. I mean, there's some tree somewhere. It was like a garden, I think. But if we go back, dial that back, well, maybe you'd have a better chance. But I don't think we can, so we're stuck with what we've got. So please, let's not lie to people. Let's be honest about all of this. There were absolutely, positively, lots of people living here on the North and South American continents long before Christopher Columbus showed up. Absolutely true. Were they all peaceful people living happily with each other? No. There were some real knockdown, drag-out battles, and there was a certain amount of depraved indifference to the suffering of others, just like you see in every other society. Here's what I can tell you. We need to tell all of history. We need to acknowledge every single piece of history. That includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's no reason to get rid of Columbus Day. None whatsoever. I say we keep Columbus Day and continue to salute the accomplishments of Christopher Columbus coming over here and acknowledge what it has become. Not unburdened by what it had been. No, I'm just joking. What it's always been. It's a tribute to Italian Americans, Americans of Italian ancestry. Let's keep that. Let's feel really, really good about that. And let's also have a day where we acknowledge the contributions, the heroism, the courage, the bravery of Native American peoples. It's going to be a different day, but I think we can handle that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Fox News Radio, WRVA. Jeff, I heard someplace banned Columbus Day, not because of the Indians, but because Columbus was Jewish. Yeah, oh, I could see that. I could totally see that. Yeah. Jeff, I love Dana. That's good. We haven't had one of those. No, it's nice, though. So sorry to miss the 16th, because you will make Gutman crazy. Well, it doesn't really take much to make Gutman crazy, because he's already Meshuggah and he's nuts. On another note, congratulations on the board appointment. You totally deserve it, and I cannot believe it has been 12 years since you got here. Like so many of us, glad you stayed. Roxana. Thank you, Roxana. Greg, who was a good guy down in Chesterfield, who just so happens to have been Emily Morrissey's school teacher, which makes him an even better guy, in my opinion. He says, as you know, Tony Brewster is every bit a gentleman as he is a philanthropist. He's also a Chiefs and Royals fan, which puts him even higher in my book. Well, thank you. I knew that he was, he was wrong in a lot of sports things. But no, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Do we have just enough time for my old buddy Bill O'Reilly? I think we do. Cut number one.
I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Trump governed this nation in a responsible way where everybody prospered. And if you don't believe that, you're a moron. Every single thing, every single indicator was on positive territory. All the working people, no matter what color they were making more money and there were more jobs. We didn't have inflation. We didn't have supply problems. We didn't have any of it. Now we got all of it, in addition to an open border. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Trump governed this nation in a responsible way where everybody prospered.
Yep. And let me reiterate what Bill said. If you don't get that, may I quote you, Mr. O'Reilly? Yeah, you're a moron. What a maroon, huh? Man.
What a maroon.
I'm with O'Reilly on this. I really am. I get it. I can't tell you how many times I start a sentence, whether it's here or anywhere else. I know you don't like Trump. Okay, I get it. You don't like Trump. You don't like Trump. Well, but move past it, for God's sakes. That is, by the way, one of the lines of questioning that may or may not be adopted for politics and pints. Right? Because there's a couple of guys involved that just hate Trump and they can't break away from that. We'll try. Brian Kilmeade's going to be there Wednesday. Brian Kilmeade will be here at 5:35. It's 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Happy Columbus Day to you. If you are in any way hurt or offended or upset by that, tough. Now, it's interesting to hear the news reporting on the, quote, deep blue suburbs of Philadelphia. As you know, I grew up in Philadelphia. When I grew up, the suburbs of Philadelphia were rock solid red. These were conservative. Now, what's happened over the years is that people like my cousin Nathaniel and his lovely wife and their child, they were good urban homesteaders living in the city of Philadelphia until such time as it came, their kid had to go to school. Then all of a sudden, boom, right out to the suburbs. And they took some of their left-wing ideas with them. It's crazy. But I think Donald Trump is resonating with actual working people, real people. You know, one of the guys who gets to see this up close and personal every single day, you'll turn on Fox and Friends, and there's Brian Kilmeade, and he's in some other location that never sleeps. Wednesday, he's going to be here at the Beacon Theater for Politics and Pints again. He's joining us this afternoon. Brian, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. I know you're excited about Wednesday. Tell me what you're seeing as you are out and about visiting with real people around America.
Well, I think really I'm getting a sense things change over the last 3 weeks. And I think it's really because I think it's the circus. I think it's life. I think the immigration is getting worse. I think that even though inflation has slowed, the prices aren't going down. People don't understand that. Well, it's only gone up 2.4%. Well, that's on top of the 9. We need prices to go to the negative for people to go, well, you know, I went shopping. It seems back to the way it was 4 years ago. it's not happening. And then when people say, well, it's getting better, that ticks people off. But I think that her performance is the best selling point for Trump. She's not comfortable with almost any issue. She can't go deep on almost any issue. She can't even go to friendly environments. Has been more detrimental than more abrasive ones. And then you see the story. Well, she did 60 Minutes and Trump didn't. Well, you know why she came out somewhat clear on some questions? Because they edited different answers to their questions. So people look at that. You don't need me to say that, Jeff. You don't need you to say that. You don't need Trump to say it. Yeah. People at home go, you know, this is ridiculous. And then you watch Sunday shows. You see how desperate the internals must be just terrible. To see Martha Raddatz, to see Margaret Brennan, to see Kristen Welker just flailing, trying to land a blow on J.D. Vance or Speaker Johnson. It was comical. It was so regressive.
Did you, let me ask you, because you're, what people may or may not know about you, they watch you on Fox and Friends, they read your books, they go, you know, he's a really, really smart guy, which is absolutely correct. But I think what sometimes gets left at the curb with you, Brian, is that you're like a real guy and a regular guy. Did you just sit on your couch like some of us did eating popcorn going, man, hit him again, hit her again, hit him again, get her again?
Yeah, I mean, what I do is, and it's crazy, it used to be the way I was with sports, because I was when I was doing sports, but now, for the last 20-plus years, I with the Sunday shows, because I love seeing what everybody else is saying. I have no interest in staying in my bubble. I know what I think, but I'm always open to saying, wow, I got to refine my argument, or I got to open up my mind. So I'm open to it, and I have not been able to open up my mind watching any of these Sunday shows, because they don't go deep in anything, and they just have an agenda. They just have an agenda. They're not listening.
No.
So I watched every single one of them, including Shannon Bream with Governor Waltz, who's the biggest disastrous pick ever. I mean, you know, you could say Dan Quayle hurt George H.W. Bush, but I think in many ways he was mislabeled. You know, he came in with a lot of experience. But Governor Waltz is an absolute comically bad candidate, and J.D. Vance is so much better than I thought. I know he was going to be good. I just don't appreciate the foreign policy and some of the things he was saying was kind of, you know, I thought was a little out there. And maybe most of your audience isn't. I think we've gone over that. But I just think that the way he understands Trump better than Trump understands Trump.
What a great point. Brian Kilmeade is joining us. Of course, you see him all the time on Fox, Fox and Friends. He's writing a book, it seems like, every couple of months. He's going to be here on Wednesday. J.D. Vance is one of those guys who, as you know, a lot of people question Trump after that pick. Well, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you go with, I mean, closer to home, Glenn Youngkin here in Virginia, an amazing human being. But obviously Trump saw something in Vance that said, you know what, he takes the MAGA mantle and he moves it downfield, right?
Hey, Jeff, it's so much, and you must get this too, because I know there's a lot of people in your life that don't agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's not up to you to out-yell them. You listen, you take their arguments, you know, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But if you just take a step back and understand that maybe not every apartment's taken over in Aurora, but is three too many? I think so. These are brutal gangsters. You know what it means? It doesn't matter to you because it's not your apartment. It's not your $2.5 million mansion, Martha Raddatz.
Right.
So he takes the argument, he listens, and he never, ever breaks. And he just sits there and spars. And when that happens, I think that happens from law school.
Yes.
And I think that happens because you're forced to take every side of every argument. And I also think that a lot of people, he was way to the left, by the way.
Yeah.
And he is somebody that understands what he used to think.
Yeah.
So I think in many ways, I think J.D. Vance has been the MVP of this whole process. And they say, well, he wins arguments, but is he likable? He wins arguments. It's just my car just passed inspection, by the way.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So it went a little longer than I thought. I apologize. Now I'm back in the car.
No worries.
But what I was trying to say is that he gets these arguments, so he's used to it. And the thing is, if you lose it or you stumble, he's not going to lose or stumble because he goes so deep. Well, Trump will get mad sometimes and go, no, that's not right. But they want to hop on the fact that Trump doesn't – they go, Trump lies. What Trump does, he sells. And what Trump says, so, you know, he's got the best sneakers in the world. He has the best apartments in the world.
Yep.
He's got the best towers. He's got the best golf courses. Does he? No, probably not. But are they really good? And is he selling? Yes. Did he lie? No. And what J.D. Vance says, do you not get him by now? I get him, and I never used to like him.
Yeah.
So he defines what Trump is saying, because fundamentally, the reason why Trump is selling is because people get him now. They don't need Jeff or Brian to define what Trump is and what he does, because they get it. When he's on stage, he's not saying all Hispanics are bad. He's saying do the border. In the beginning, they said he hates Hispanic people. Now the Hispanic community goes, I get him. I don't need Martha Raddatz or George Stephanopoulos to tell me he's crude and not worthy of the office. I'll make up my mind. I had 4 years with him and 4 years without him. I think that's why 3 weeks ago, if we were doing this call, I'd say, you know what, they're going to sell her, they're going to bubble wrap her, and it might go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that he is just outworking her, out-talking her, and now she's got her flailing. So he's like, show me your physical exam. No, you show me your exam. I didn't ask. Then that Kristen Welker says, don't we need to know President Trump's cholesterol level?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We need his cholesterol. You know, God forbid he has a hamburger and he gets agita. You know, we got to know what's going on. It's craziness.
Can we just say hi? Can we agree hi? Right. Let's just say it's hi. Okay. I've been watching him eat. He brags about McDonald's. Let's just go with hi. You know, so, and you know, he'll deal with it. But I just don't. I don't get it. It's going to be fun tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you make sure of it. Not everybody on the stage agrees.
No, no. We have a very, very important DEI hiring policy at WRBA. Guttman will be there, and he's already complaining. I know you're not on these emails. I can tell you, though, he's already complaining about the questions. Why do we have to ask that? We shouldn't ask that. But, you know, you pointed out, we don't need the over-under on Trump's cholesterol. If you're going to bet, take the over, because you put a needle in there, pure melted butter will come out. Now can we move on to fixing the border, right?
I think so. And I talked to Tom Holman today, and he's like, I'm not counting on victories yet, but just put it this way, Brian, I'm ready to go. We know what to do. We know how to do it.
Yep.
We know how we're going to go about it. This is whatever you think of Trump winning or losing. If he does win, there's going to be very little. There's going to be very little learning curve. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
So they've already got the team together, and they're not a group of loyalists. They're a group, they like him, but they're willing to push back on him. This is not possible. This is not going to be legal.
Yep.
They're going to do that. It's not a bunch of sycophants. That's different. That's not what these people are going to be, the cabinet that's going to pass or the advisors that are going to be there. So the one thing that if people are worried about what kind of team he's going to put together, don't worry about it. That's not going to be the issue. I think he's going to have an easier time this time, and he's more popular at 47% is more popular right now than at any point in his political career. And that's after 4 years of on the job, and that's 2 years really of trying to get the job back with all the indictments and everything like that. We've never seen anything like this.
No. Now, I'm going to, I know you got to go and show everybody your new inspection sticker, which is great. I'm very, very proud of you. I think that's good.
It's a big relief to the listeners.
I'll bet it is. But, you pointed something out here, and I want you to make a note of it, or I'll make a note of it, because when you write the book about this, and you will, you are so spot on when you say J.D. Vance is the one who helped to define Donald Trump for everybody else, because Donald Trump is not doing anything differently, as you point out. He's still out there. He's saying the same things. He's selling. He's a salesman to his core. Everything is the best. It's bigger. It's better. It's brighter. But J.D. Vance, a guy who didn't like him, said, oh, wait a minute, now I get it. And Vance, God bless him, he is so effective. He's hitting it out of the park every single time he steps to the plate.
I just got to give people credit for stepping to the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he could have said, listen, he probably has done 15 Sunday shows.
Yeah.
One time he did four in one day. He could easily have said to the guys, give me a break. I just did this. I just had a debate. Instead, he goes, okay, do it. Let's do the Fox News Sunday, and let's do, I think it was Kristen Welker.
Yep.
No, it was Martha Raddatz.
Raddatz, yeah. Yeah, right, because Raddatz was like, well, you know, okay, look, it's a couple of apartment complexes. Meanwhile, you know, I'm going back to Fairfax to the mansion. What do I care? Nobody breaking into my house.
Well, did you see it? They put her, I don't think this is necessarily right, but it's social media. It's not my call. She was trending, and I looked at her trending, and they just had a bunch of pictures of her $2.5 million mansion.
Yeah.
And there was no gangsters around there. There were no gangbangers around there. In New York, there's actually... The American gangs are shooting the Venezuelan gangs. Oh. I'm actually pulling for my gang. I'm pulling for American gangs to win back my streets so we can go back to our own smash and grabs. We don't want foreigners doing it. We do it. Thank
right.
you.
There you go. That's it. We don't need to bring people in. I love that. Brian, listen, man, I always appreciate you being here. Drive safely. We're looking forward to seeing you here. You're always you're always the king of the heap on all this, so we do appreciate it. Thank you, man.
No, you ruled. You're the man, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir. That
it.
That is Brian Kilmeade. He'll be with us Wednesday at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell, and I'm here to tell you he is spot on, and he probably thinks I'm joking, but he will write a book about this. This is the defining moment for Trump, and it's not Trump defining Trump. It's J.D. Vance defining Trump, and it's brilliant in the way it's being done. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Well, you know, Jeff, with the open border, we're just bringing in criminals to do the crimes that American criminals don't want to do anymore. Okay. I don't know how much time I've got here with the Martha Raddatz cut, and I'm a little... we didn't play this yet, did we, Jerm? I don't think so. So I'll tell you what, it's a long clip, but the payoff line comes pretty quickly. Do me a favor, Jerm, just start cut number five, and I'll tell you when to do
it. Where Trump said the city had been invaded and conquered by Venezuelan gangs. The Republican mayor of the city said flatly the city and state have not been taken over or invaded or occupied by migrant gangs. So do you support Donald Trump making those claims that the Republican mayor says were grossly exaggerated and have hurt the city's identity and sense of safety? I understand what you're saying, that some people left behind, but he's making these statements that the mayor is flat out disputing.
Well, Martha, you just said the mayor said they were exaggerated.
Grossly exaggerated.
Means that there's got to be some. That means there's got to be some element of truth here. And of course, President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened.
Martha.
I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border? Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people...
Now we're going to cut it there. Mic drop, the win to J.D. Vance. Tell me, Martha Raddatz, how many American apartment complexes being completely and totally taken over by Venezuelan street gangs is too much? Because from the sounds of it, you're totally okay with, you know, 3, 4, 5 of them being turned into these pits of criminal activity. That's okay with you. Martha Raddatz is everything that is wrong with the legacy news media. She's everything that's wrong with the left. Martha Raddatz doesn't live in a 1 or 2 bedroom apartment or a studio apartment that's been taken over in that complex by Venezuelan organized crime. She lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion in Northern Virginia, and I guarantee you she's got her own security, her own bodyguards, and she's got Fairfax County Police on speed dial. You're not going to break into her home, and that's what she's concerned with. She doesn't give a crap about your home. It's just her mansion she cares about. Hey, have a fantastic evening. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on with John Reed at 8:05, but make sure you start at 6 because it's always great stuff. Have a great evening. God willing, we do it all again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Adios and via con Dios.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.